Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, later we'll examine how the parties have performed this week in our Friday forum. But before we get to that, our reporter Josh Crosby is on the road again, finding out what voters' main concerns are right across the country. Yesterday we heard from the electorate in Athlone, and today he brings us a report from Kilkenny.
Number one is housing. We want to get the housing issue sorted out. We need a sensible policy on immigration. That's certainly biting into the amount of beds available here in Kilkenny. Some of our hotels are currently being used for other purposes, so that would help. We have a new employment now coming up in the city and 1,000 jobs coming to Kilkenny. And the question is, where are all these people going to live that are going to fulfil these jobs? We have to have some sort of consequence in this. This is a country of no consequence. You can pretty well do anything you want and there's no consequence. It seems to me in this country you feather your nest and then go to Europe.
Would you be changing your vote this time round compared to what you would have traditionally voted?
Absolutely. I will not be voting for any of the traditional parties this time round.
What do you think Kilkenny needs, or what are some of the issues you want to see addressed?
More childcare, more houses, more youth centres. Like, I'm still living at home, parents, with my little lad, baby on the way as well, like with two kids, so, and my partner, so we're all scrambled into a house. There's just under 10 of us in one household.
You're on the council waiting list?
Yeah, on the list, yeah.
And are there any offers coming up, maybe even outside Kilkenny area?
No, nothing, literally nothing at all.
You'll be telling the politicians anyway to sort out the housing?
Yeah, I only actually registered myself there a few days ago to vote, so I'd be keeping an eye out.
Some of the issues topping the poll for voters in the Marble City. From stags to hens to tourists visiting the castle, Kilkenny is known far and wide for its hospitality. So how do those working in the sector feel about the upcoming election?
Hi there, my name is Paul Byrne. I'm owner and manager of Zuni Restaurant and Boutique Hotel in Kilkenny. We're open since 2000, so we're heading for our 25th anniversary in February. Business has been good. I mean, we took a long time to build up our name and our brand, but it always has been hard to make money in a restaurant business where it's high labour and high costs. So has the minimum wage. The minimum wage is now $13.50 in January. Like 2 years ago, that was 2 euros less. I know it doesn't seem much, but you have students coming in now at the weekends. They're getting 13.50. I've experienced staff 20 years here with us. They were getting 13.50 and very happy with it last year. Now they're going to come and just say, well, I can't get minimum wage. The VAT rate obviously is 13.5%. Food has gone up hugely. Like, we sell a lot of, just for instance, chicken wraps. That was €45 for a case, like, last year. Now it's €75 for a case. So you can't pass that on. So you're going to lose your margin. Last year, the cost went up 10% and our sales went down 10%. We didn't make any money last year. We just barely broke even. And accommodation helped that because, you know, accommodation is less labour to produce the room. I wouldn't dream of opening a business in hospitality right now, but, you know, when you're in it, you're in it, you know.
And a lot of those costs, Paul, they would be replicated across the entire country. But here locally in Kilkenny, it's known for its hospitality, it draws tourism. What are some of the local issues that are making it challenging for the business community?
Well, we're a big tourist city, as you know, and it has to be valued. It has to be valued in the town. So if they're arriving here and they're paying a lot of money for their accommodation, a lot of money for food and beverage, eventually it'll filter down that we're not good value.
And you mentioned the VAT there. We didn't see any budge on the VAT in the budget, but then parties have been saying in their manifestos now that they will reduce it. Can that be viewed as a bit disingenuous, or does it make you warm to those who will say that they will bring it down?
Yeah, it was very disappointing to hear that restaurants are closing every day and suddenly not to give it to us in the budget. And now all of a sudden, oh, we're going to give it to you, you know, if we get into government again. It's like a big slap in the face, to be honest. If they had to show that they were concerned about the hospitality business during the budget, both parties have a good chance of getting back in again. That then we would look at it more favourably and say, well, that's at least looked after us there. it's a bit laughable, to be honest. But obviously, we'll take what we can get.
There's no shortage of choice in Kilkenny, but unfortunately, this still hasn't stopped pubs, cafes and nightclubs having to close in recent times. When it comes to the VAT debate, parties are promising a reduction for food-based businesses. So how do those not selling food feel about the separation?
Mark Delaney, manager of Tynan's Bridge House Bar, Kilkenny, one of the oldest bars in Kilkenny, established in 1703. The whole thing has changed when it comes to the whole attitude of drinking. Our youngsters now are more into their fitness and stuff like that. So Kilkenny was always well known for its hospitality anyway. They put a lot of effort into their hospitality because Kilkenny was never an industrial city. So Kilkenny relied totally on hospitality. So that's where the efforts went in. We have the best restaurants, bars, hotels in the country. And that's why Kilkenny does so well and it's so vibrant.
There's always room for improvement everywhere. Like when it comes to some of the local issues or infrastructure, what are some things that you'd like to see prioritised going forward?
Well, like the likes of Kilkenny and that, you know, the way it's gone one way, system parking is a big issue now. The main street and high street has gone very quiet, unfortunately, because just people are staying away from because of the traffic issue, the whole build-up of traffic, the lack of parking and everything. So it's kind of taken away from the city.
When it comes to the VAT, there's promises now for maybe food-based businesses having a reduction.
Well, there was promises before the budget of the VAT going down. That never happened either, you know what I mean? So I take that now with a pinch of salt, to be honest with you. But it is affecting the local businesses massively. You
know? But the disparity there between food-led businesses and then, we say, just pub-only, is that insulting in a way? Or does that bother you?
Well, look, for the likes of us who are a small bar, we're easy run, easy maintain, bigger places, bigger bars, it would probably affect them more than what affect us. But still, I would like to see it some way, you know, at a level base for us all, because we're all in hospitality.
Outside of the food and wine trade, there's a local farmer's market that runs every week just outside Kilkenny Castle. So to get a sense of the challenges facing small businesses in the county, who better to ask than the traders themselves?
What affects us most is, I suppose, the weather on a day-to-day basis. But what we've struggled with badly is the increase of energy cost and ingredients cost. We've had a huge increase in costs and have passed some of that on to the customer. But it's very difficult in a general, everything is getting more expensive, to get expensive as well.
So if the candidates come along here now today handing out a few leaflets and flyers, what is it that you want to see them prioritise?
Well, to be honest, I want them to prioritise climate action. I don't think much of an election where everyone looks after their own. I think we've got huge worldwide problems and my individual problems are not high on that agenda. And it's very disappointing that a lot of the local candidates are not mentioning that at all. I have a farmer that used to supply me with Irish spelt. We use spelt bakers, we only use spelt grain. And he hasn't been able to put it into the ground for the last 2 years and I hadn't had the flour now. Because the seasons have changed, the weather has changed, the climate has changed, it's happening. We need to address it.
So my name's Mairead and I'm here at the Kilkenny Market with my stall Cranua Farm. And we're based just outside Callan in County Kilkenny.
And Mairead, you have everything from beetroot to leeks to pumpkins to onions.
We have everything. Everything we have, we grow as much of it as we can ourselves. We've a no-dig farm, very concerned about the environment and all that. But anything we don't grow ourselves, then we import from Netherlands, all certified organic.
And, so as someone who's growing it in the ground, to bring it into the market to sell it, what are some of the main issues, main challenges for you at the moment?
Obviously, we'd be very concerned about climate. It's very concerning the lack of talk on climate and the lack of action and everything. So seeing some actual change and promises and that would be good.
And have you felt that at home with your own yields and your crops?
Oh, definitely. This year especially, like, it didn't stop raining for the best part of a year. And so just so much, so a few of our crops failed. We had to import a lot more. We had to, you know, so it affects everything. You know, it really does.
When we compare this election to 2020, one of the big differences is the increase of 14 Dáil seats from 160 to 174. With this comes new constituencies and changes to long-held boundaries. One such place where this is happening is Kilkenny. Some residents are now under Tipperary North. So, as you drive towards Urlingford, there are black and amber flags on poles beside election posters of prominent Tipperary names. And it's fair to say, not all voters are happy with the boundary changes.
I'm unhappy about it because I'm not even familiar with those that are now standing in my constituency, which is now my constituency. I'm going to find myself, if I vote, which I probably will, vote for people I have never met or know very little about. But leaving that aside, look, it's a democratic right that I have and consider myself very fortunate to have it. And I would say to anybody, they should vote, use your vote, and that's it. So, but the answer is, I'm a bit disappointed it's changed. But look, I suppose change will always stay coming. So that's it.
How are people feeling locally about the change in the boundaries?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be too happy, really, having to vote for Tipperary people, because you don't really know the Tipperary people.
So do you feel you're being kind of separated out from your own county?
Yeah, I do feel that, yeah. Why are we stuck in with North Tipperary? I don't really understand, you know, that kind of way, so...
Is this making it harder for you to decide now?
Yeah, or? Well, I don't really know much about, but I only vaguely know the names, you know, that kind of way. I don't really know. I'm a very much a Kilkenny person.
Terrible, terrible, scandalous.
And why, will it make you change your voting patterns now? Or?
Oh, sure, I'm the one to vote for now, sure.
You feel like you're part of another county in a way?
Yeah.
And even though there's Tipperary names up on the polls, you wouldn't give them a vote?
We're Kilkenny. We can't vote for our own.
So will you be voting at all?
No.
So come polling day, it'll be interesting to see turnout in the new constituencies. Back in the medieval city of Kilkenny, what do those working and living here want to see come out of election 2024?
Well, health, of course. Jesus, number one. And the housing for the young people of today. You know, they can't even rent, so expensive. It's unreal now what's going on, really.
We need a bus route. We have no bus route. I'm living 5 miles outside the city. We have an older generation now who can't afford taxis out there.
And in the local election, was this something that the candidates said they would try and address?
Listen, we have the greatest shower of WASTERS, to be quite honest with you.
The most important issue for me, I suppose, is about primary school, anything around primary school and funding and stuff like that. I also have a child with additional needs, so obviously that's something that's really important to me, that more funding is allocated. I know people in Kilkenny are in mainstream class and there wouldn't be an SNA directly assigned to them, so the care that they need, they're not getting their educational needs met.
So will you be looking now at parties' manifestos and their leaflets when they come knocking on the door that special education is being prepared?
It's important to me, yeah, and even supports that are given, like even to get the initial assessment. I know that's a wider issue for everyone, but I had to fight so hard to get that initial assessment. I had to get my local politician involved. I had to write to them. I had to write to him about his need for education just to get prioritised and just to get that appointment. It was a simple piece of paper that just says he has autism. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Getting in touch with the local politician, did that help to speed things up?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I had to do that. You shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have to
no,
do
it. No, he was on a waiting list since he was two.
That person's probably secured your vote.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, well, we'll see.
People on the streets of Kilkenny sharing their thoughts on the election with Josh Crosby. And Josh will have more reports from across the country next week. Some of the comments coming in, first of all, about Level Health, the new company that's entering the health insurance market. It just gone online from start to finish with Level Health, approximately 2 minutes to get signed up and paid. Fantastic site. And that's something that we heard earlier, that their back office situation, highly automated, and maybe that's how they're coming to the market with a good price. That came from Richard in Roscommon. Living in Kilkenny, have not had a single person running for the Dáil come to my door. Only two parties have had their canvassers in the area. The electorate don't forget. Gaza. One thing is certain from this war, this massacre, Israel have sown the seeds for generations of conflict. What do you think all the children who are left will do when they grow up? That's from Brian in Dundrum.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.